A voice heard here regularly on Morning Edition is heading to Boise this week. Mara Liasson, NPR's national political correspondent, will headline tomorrow night's annual gala for the Boise Metro Chamber of Commerce. With a career spanning decades, this year's presidential campaign is her seventh. Our Scott Graff spoke with Liasson late yesterday and asked her to reflect on the way things have played out between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Like everybody else who's following this, I'm just as gobsmacked as anyone. It's been completely unprecedented. We've never seen an election like this. First, there was the release of the Access Hollywood tape, which showed Donald Trump boasting about sexually assaulting women and talking about how he could do anything he wants because he's a celebrity. And then you had almost three dozen elected Republican officials saying that he should step aside. All of a sudden, it seemed like a tipping point had been reached, although I don't think his comments were different in kind. They were different in degree. You know, he said a lot of offensive, denigrating things in the past, but as he famously once said, he could stand on Fifth Avenue and shoot someone and he wouldn't lose any votes. But I guess things are different now.
Has the craziness of this presidential race this year changed the way you go about doing your job?
Not really. It has changed a couple of things. For instance, fact-checking. Fact-checking was something we used to do in a separate story or a sidebar. But now we have to, because there are so many falsehoods that Donald Trump commits, we have to fact-check as we go along. In other words, right in the middle of a story, we have to say Donald Trump said this, which isn't true, or he falsely claimed this. And usually you would let the candidate say whatever it is they wanted to say, and then you would fact check them separately. Now you even see the TV networks putting in the chyron, in the crawl at the bottom of the screen, Donald Trump said this, and it's not true. So there's been that difference. It's been a challenge for journalists, especially in the mainstream media, because we try to be fair and even-handed. But when Donald Trump, for instance, many months ago, talked about wanting to punch a protester in the face, well, does that mean I should go and interview someone who's pro-punching protesters in the face and then get someone who's anti-punching protesters in the face? I mean, he's busted through so many norms.
These candidates are so unacceptable to the supporters of the other. Have you thought much about what the few days after the election will look like?
Well, that is a really good question, and I don't think anybody knows the answer to that, because we don't know what's going to happen to the Republican Party after this election. There's so many Republicans right now that are focusing on 2020. I don't think I've ever covered an election when so many Republicans were focusing on the next election. What will the Republican Party look like after this election? Will Donald Trump remake it in his own image, whether he wins or loses? Is it going to be a nativist, nationalist, xenophobic, isolationist party? Or is it going to be something else? I mean, the Republican Party right now is at war with itself. You've got this corporate-backed establishment and a white working-class base, and they don't seem to agree on anything.
Does it make you enjoy your job more or less being part of a race like this and covering a race like this as opposed to, maybe I'm thinking back to 2000 with Bush, Gore, something much more benign, much more traditional?
I enjoy my job no matter what. I am very lucky to have a great job. I would say that this election has not been uplifting. It hasn't been uplifting. It hasn't been about the future. It's been all about the weaknesses and deficiencies of these two candidates. And that's, I think, been really too bad. It's also shown me how fragile our democracy is and how it only works when we all adhere to certain norms and rules of civil discourse. I've never covered an election where one candidate got up and threatened violence, however thinly veiled, against the other, when Donald Trump stood up and said we should take away her bodyguard's guns and then see what happens to her. I've never covered an election like that. I don't think that's a good thing. That does not make me enjoy my job more.
Mara, really quickly, for those who will be attending your event in Boise tomorrow evening or who may be considering going, what will your program look like?
I'm going to be talking about the election, about how extraordinary it is, why I think we got to this point, what are the implications for the election that we're in the midst of, And I'm really looking forward to talking to people in Boise and also finding out what people in Idaho think about all this.
That was NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson speaking with our Scott Graff. Liasson headlines tomorrow night's 133rd annual gala for the Boise Metro Chamber of Commerce in downtown Boise.